is out there,
but out there is very big.
You've never been good at finding things.
You once got lost in a boot.
So, I was talking to someone recently. I can't remember who it was.
Yeah.
And they said we should get this software that they use where you both dial into the same thing and it syncs your audio together for you.
Let me stop you right there.
Yeah?
That's beyond us, and we both know it.
Well, I asked, what's the name of the thing?
Yeah.
And the person told me, and I now don't remember.
You don't remember who the person was either, do you?
It was someone I spoke to last week or recently.
Okay, great. So it could have been any number of, three people?
Yeah, so it was probably Josie. Anyway, hello. Welcome to the podcast. My name's Johnny.
My name's Paddy, and this
is the Happiness Podcast.
This is the it's the golden hour with P&J.
So now we did a podcast all the way from lockdown until quite recently when we stopped, called Making Paddy Happy, which was about trying to help you out when you were having a bit of a mental health rough time. And it started off in the lockdown with when you were really kind of struggling and had no routine. And I said, let's just talk for 10 minutes every single day. And we'll record it because then also we can monetize, because, you know, we're not idiots. Yeah. And I mean, in a way, are you all better?
Oh, if anything, I'm worse.
Right. So anyway, we're carrying on. We've had a long break from it. We have a Patreon and we have a podcast for that every week. But we haven't been doing the free one for a while because we've been very busy and tired and, you know, all sorts of things. And I want to tie this new series in with what we're doing next, which is we're about to do a sort of web series called The Happiness Index. We're making, it's going to be turned into a feature film. We're going on tour with a show about happiness, about national happiness. And so I think the podcast, because, you know, it was called Making Paddy Happy, and it's about trying to be happier, it should tie in better as well. But it shouldn't be Making Paddy Happy, it's sort of making everyone happy. So I was thinking, what should we call it? Let's Get Happy.
Oh, I hate that.
Happiness.
Oh, I don't know about that. It's quite broad.
It is, and there's probably another one called that. What about Happy Go Fucky? I've just thought of that, and that's not great.
Other
people come up with the name for their show before they start, but they're not us, and that's something that they should be proud of.
Yeah, I mean, for a start,
yeah.
Competence-wise, neither of us are calling from our own computers or Zooms. We're using... You've come up on my computer as Austin, and my name is Rob.
Yes, that's true. Well, now, see, that's because... So I'm actually using my partner, Josie Long, MasterChef Quarter Finalist. I'm using her laptop because the sound card is broken and I haven't got it fixed.
Right, okay, yeah.
But her friend, Austin... needed to do a Zoom meeting when Austin was at our house about a year and a half ago. Austin changed the name on it to be Austin because it was a work meeting, so it didn't just come up as Josie Long. And no one's been able to change it since. So that's the situation. You're using the laptop and headphones and microphone of our dear friend and regular producer, Rob, because you can't find any of your stuff.
No, haven't unpacked any of my stuff. I think I've broken Rob's headphones because I'm only getting sound through one. And he told me, wiggle the valve until it's both. I wiggle the valve and the whole thing shut down. There was a loud bang. So now I'm on a different thing. I think it's really good, this setup. But I do think that speaks volumes for whether or not we're going to be able to come up with a good name on the fly. Even with prep, we've managed to fuck this up. So
what about happiness is a warm gerb.
Gerb. Well, you could just call it gerb, G-U-R-B, with dots in between. You know, like N-E-R-D. Do you remember that band?
Yeah.
But I can't remember what they did, but I think they did that one that went bum da bum 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 bum.
That's all music, as far as you're concerned.
Wow, a jib jib a coob.
What about the happy podcast?
No, I think there is. I mean, I have to do some Googling. I'm pretty sure that the word happy and happiness is used in a lot of them. So it has to be good. What about something like You'll never be happy. I have a WhatsApp group with two other very depressed men. That's called Sad Lads Have a Pint.
Have you managed it yet?
Well, we've managed it a few times, but we always cancel quite a lot for quite obvious reasons. But we've worked out that what's good about the group, it is with James Rowland, who's been on this podcast, and John Luke Roberts, who hasn't, but hates this podcast.
He hates that he's not been invited on.
He's furious. But what we've worked out is good about the group is that, well, at least Luke is convinced that each member thinks the other two people are more depressed than them, so it makes their life seem better in comparison when you meet up.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah,
so we call it sad lads, but that seems, I don't know, I don't want to have the word lads in, and I don't want to have the word sad in, really. I mean, it's a bad idea all round.
Okay, well, when this comes out later today, we will by that point have done the Googling, and it'll have a name, and it's got to have a new theme tune and a new design.
Well, okay. Well, I can look at. Oh no, that's loads to do.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Also, well, anyway, the feed is called "Making Paddy Happy." Like, do I have to change? Do I have to? Because like we have to. Do we have to reapply to Apple? Are they in charge?
What's a feed?
Well, I don't. You see, neither of us are that clear on it. But I think we'd have to change quite a lot of things. Maybe it would still come up. I think we can change the name of it, but it might still come up as from "Making Paddy Happy." The Johnny and the Baptist Show, or whatever the fuck it's called.
Oh. Well, anyway, look, in this new weekly Monday podcast, it's Tuesday today, so we started badly. we're going to be talking about being happy, because we're making this big show, and we're sort of going around trying to find out if people are happy. Mm. So we're going to be doing all of our... I think we can sort of tie this in with some of our research. We could talk to some people and see if they're happy.
Oh, no.
You like that? No. that's aiming too high.
No, I'd like to interview some people. It's always a tech nightmare, but it would make us be better at it.
We could get professional tech.
Yeah, or we could ask Ruby Wax.
Is she available?
I don't know, but she's very good at talking about this sort of thing.
Maybe we'll get her to host the show.
We could, and then we could take a back seat. Oh, we could just set up the Zoom.
I'd love that. Get some time off.
I have one idea.
Oh, no.
Yeah, here's a big fucking thought for you, mate. I have one idea because I saw this. I don't want you to read into this too much, but I've been reading quite a lot of things on parenting recently. Mm.
Are you thinking of having a kid? I'm reading too much into it.
You're reading too much into it.
It's the first thing I did.
Most of what I've learned from parenting, I've learned from you and my brother Walter.
Terrible examples.
Both terrible people. and so I was looking at this, and there was one thing. It was one of those wank sort of TikTok video things. So I was a bit like, oh, I'm not sure I'll trust this. But it was about a numbering system. That they were trying to convince other parents to use and also buy stuff on Amazon, probably. And it was like when you see each other at the start of the I don't know, the activity or whatever you're going to plan for the evening when you're looking after the kids, you give a number from 1 to 100 of where you're, like, how much you've got left in the tank that day.
Oh, right, yeah.
And you can, so some days you'll come in and you'll go, I'm at about 50. And they'll go, I'm at about 50. Right, let's do this. We can do this together. And some days you might come in and be like, I'm at 5. And they'll be like, okay, I'm at 10, which is also bad, but I'm going to try and raise my game. Or we need someone to help out, or we blah, 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 blah. And some days you might both be at 100. That'll never happen. But I was wondering if we could employ a similar system for happiness on the podcast where... Either we could do it at the beginning and the end, but then that might be quite sad if we start.
No, we don't. I don't want people to discover that coming on the show makes them feel worse.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. But maybe just it's quite a good opener to be like, where are you at? And instead of being like, well, today I'm feeling a bit like this, and da 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 da, you can just give a number, and then if you want to explore it, you can.
All right, but I don't want it to be out of 100.
No, that's too many numbers. What about out of 9?
Nine is... 10's too bourgeois.
10's capitalist.
So it's out of 9?
It needs to have enough nuance. So I think 9 gives quite a lot of nuance. And the implication is you'll never be at 10.
Why don't we make it out of 11?
Oh, because that's a bit Spinal Tap, isn't it? And
We can make it out of 13, and then it's always a bit unlucky if you're doing well.
I think 9 is quite us, or like 14.
Okay.
That gives a lot of wiggle room, but is quite confusing in its own way, which is sort of our brand.
I think 9, it's 9, isn't it? It's going to be
9. I think it's 9, and I think it's nice that like, and then we could name the podcast something like that, like you'll never be a 10. Or we could call it 9 out of 10. Or 9 out of 10.
What? No.
No, there's already 9? That countdown show with that tax cunt.
Well, you've just lost us getting him on.
he was scratching at the door waiting to give us his big thoughts.
Okay, what about if we... Yeah, okay. All right, so it's out of 9. Where are you? I'm a nun. I'm on...
You're a nun.
No, I'm fine. I'm probably on a 6.
I'm probably on a 4.
Well,
but this has immediately made me feel better. But I've got an infection in my jaw, so like
you've
that is removing numbers.
Wisdom teeth.
Yeah, it's really shit.
Yeah. Well, look. But, okay, so you're a 6 and I'm a 4. No, wait. I'm a 4 and you're a 6. No, wait. You're a 4.
Hang on, something like that. Well, I'm a 4. You're a 6. But that adds up to more than 10. So between us, we're one functioning adult.
No, but that's too much. Between us, we're too much.
So we have to lower it. So I could spill some coffee on my leg.
I could shit myself. You know, we can all reduce how we feel very quickly. Oh, I tell you what I am doing today.
Yeah.
So there's a sort of gut health microbiome app.
Great.
Called Zoe. Called Zoe.
Okay.
I don't know why it's called Zoe. And you do blood tests and you have to send them a stool sample and they sort of tell you whether or not you're dying. And
you
it's
have to poo on your phone.
Yeah, and it's incredibly expensive. You know, it's like £60 a month or something. It might not be. I've got no idea how much it is. But I got it for free.
Ooh.
Not because I'm a big celeb, which I am, but because a very good friend of mine, my neighbour, works in the tech department there. And it's all kosher. I don't think he just sort of like hacked me in. I think he's allowed a free pass for him and his wife, and you know, he's unmarried, so I think I'm technically his wife. So
nice.
I'm doing that today. I have to like eat this sort of muffins that they've given me.
Okay.
God, it sounds like a cult, doesn't it?
It's really tough. And then send them your shit. How do you send that?
Well, it's quite fun, actually. I'm surprised you wanted to know. I think we've got really off topic on episode 1, but next week we'll have a guest or something.
Yes, it'll be fine, right?
Because I do think a happy gut, by the way, leads to a happy mind. That's my new thought.
Okay. Yeah. Is that true?
I don't know. It sounds good.
I bet it adds to it.
They give you a special, and it looks a bit like paper Y-fronts, but it's not. And you tape this sort of, it's like a little sort of poo canopy, and you tape it onto the toilet seat, and then you sit above it normally, and you poo onto this little sort of hammock, and then you take it. They've got a little pot with a spoon. I think that's what it was for. And you take some and you put it in the thing, and you screw it up, and then you put it in a. And you put it in a plastic container, sort of like Ziploc bag, and then you put that bag into a biohazard box, and then you post it via the Royal Mail. I mean, you know, as if they could... Queen's dead. And then you post that, and then today is my test day, so get up, and I have to eat these muffins that they send. They're gluten-free, so that's fine, because I can't have gluten. And you have 3 of them in the morning, and it's the worst food I've ever had in my life. And I've been to the Netherlands, and it's absolutely disgusting. So I ate the 3 muffins, and then I did the poo test, and then after fast, can't eat anything till lunch, which doesn't really feel like fasting, by the way.
It doesn't sound like a long time.
it's just not
You've
having
eaten
a
3 breakfasts,
meals.
And now you're not allowed to eat for 4 hours.
Yeah, yeah. So and then you get lunch, which is 2 muffins, which, by the way, I don't agree with the system that
it's
lunch is
system.
One fewer muffin than breakfast. And then so I ate those, and then at 14:37, which is in exactly 40 minutes, I have to go and prepare my blood test. Okay. So I'm sending them poo and blood today. And then tomorrow, I guess, whittle and semen. I don't know. No, that's it. They don't ask for that. Yeah. Thank God. So, I'll find out if I've got a healthy gut. Because apparently it has quite a big impact on your mental health, on your happiness. And I'm going to find that out. And I'm going to talk about it on the show. And everyone's going to just be quite annoyed.
Now, I think that that's a really good shout. And I can see how the two would be very much linked, because the gut is the brain of the bottom or whatever it is. But now, and this isn't me judging you. I think you're doing a really good thing. Sure. Why are you doing this instead of a doctor?
Well, it was free.
What now? But also, so is the doctor.
Sure. But the doctor doesn't. It's lovely, but comes in these very nice yellow boxes.
Sort of box, and they send you all these delicious muffins that you hate.
So I guess it's sort of, it measures what you, like, it tells you lots of things about what's good for you and what's bad for you. And then I think at the end of the week, they just say, well, you should just have kombucha, because that's what they always say, isn't it?
That is what they say. They're not going to, they don't then send you like a diet to eat, do they? They don't go like, oh, take our micro gummy. You know?
I haven't got there yet. So I'll tell people as we go through. We should see if Zoe would like to sponsor us, but I don't think they will, because
I mean, based on the last 10 minutes, I think they're probably long gone.
You think? I mean, I'm not saying that they're a cult.
I mean, you opened by saying I'm lying about being someone's wife to access their product free.
Yeah. I wonder if they will sponsor us. I'll ring them.
Our Patreon episode this week is sponsored by dogs.
It's sponsored by dogs, the animal.
Yeah, dogs the animal, the CEO of which is Richard Dog Richard.
Richard Dog Richard and his wife, Maureen Cat Maureen.
We should have said this at the beginning, but yeah, we're Johnny and the Baptist. And what? So this podcast was in hiatus for what, like a year? Or
maybe more or less.
Maybe more. The Patreon has continued. Yes. And we're coming back because we did it. Now, as Johnny was saying, we're doing this big project, The Happiness Index, which is going to be a series and a film and a live show and all these.
Should we just call the podcast The Happiness Index Podcast?
My worry is it's a very boring name.
What about if we called it Poddyhap?
Podhap.
Podhap.
What about Couple of Goob?
No, it's got to have the word. I think all the branding. Oh, I like
what about
that.
Salmon
branding.
For the lady? We could do our fish thing.
Salmon for the lady? Oh, I want to get that on T-shirts. Yeah,
it's a really, really good phrase. But we decided we'd bring... So what the first stretch goal of the pod, of the Kickstarter, was bring back the podcast.
Can I just interrupt you?
Yeah.
In your head... This yes. new catchphrase you started, salmon for the lady, is that someone comes back from the bar with a pint for themselves and a salmon for the lady?
For some reason, I think of them as a hairdresser. Okay. I don't know why. Like, it's sort of like you know, they've just finished your hair and then they go, salmon for the lady? And
is
they've
it
got fish.
Salmon?
Yeah.
Is it filleted?
It's
in my
smoked.
Head, it's just
it's
oh, it's smoked,
smoked. With dill.
Oh, that's not. I thought it was just a big.
A big wedge of fish.
No, I thought it was a big fish on a platter and it's still alive. So it's doing that thing fishes do out of the water.
Flopping.
You know, it's going, blah! You know, it's drowning, I guess, in air. It's very
it's actually
sad.
Quite a sad catchphrase, isn't it? Yeah.
But salmon for the lady.
Salmon
she's
for
like,
the lady?
No, put it out of its misery. And you're like, oh, just put it back in the water.
So I think... I think that so this was our first stretch goal. So it's going to be weekly. Hopefully there's still some listeners from last time. We've certainly been paying for the hosting.
Have we? I have. Oh, right.
and so this will come out. And then every week we also have a Patreon episode, which used to follow on immediately from this episode. But then we realized it was quite confusing. And then when we stopped doing these episodes, we were just doing the second half of a chat that never really happened.
Sure.
So it's just we're just going to record twice, and that's the new rule. And it'll be on a Monday or a Wednesday. We don't know.
But Monday to Thursday, sometimes the weekend.
Monday, I think is largely considered the most depressing day of the week. So I think doing a podcast then is quite a good idea.
Also, I've just got an office space in town, but I'm not allowed to use it on a Monday. So this is the best day for me. I should have shared that with
because
you.
That cafe is shut.
That's my favourite cafe shut on a Monday.
You've got an office space in town. Who are you, madman?
Yeah, I'm madman.
I'm Richard Ham. What's his name?
John Ham. Not Richard Ham. I mean, John Ham is a stupid name, but Richard Ham, you wouldn't give him a big role in something.
No.
Well, you might put him in a big role.
Wait, oh, here we go. Here come the gags. This is why the listeners come back.
Okay,
is
so
it
we're
Mad Men no, that they have what? Offices?
Look, I don't think we should talk about Mad Men or
I've not
dogs.
Seen it. Okay, all right.
I've got a bit of a frog in my throat, so I'm just going to have a little bit of water. Is that okay?
Yeah, that is absolutely fine. Very polite of you to ask.
I know. I was surprised that I did it myself.
You know what's also true, and we should let people know now, I've long stopped editing this podcast.
Yeah, I suspected that.
Yeah. As life got harder and, you know, time got shorter, and also I was starting by being really, God, I feel quite drunk. I think it's all these antibiotics. It started to become, I'll try and get out all the coughs and all the yum, 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 yum. Yeah. And then we just got better at it. And now we've got worse at it again, but I've lost the ability.
You lost interest.
Oh, my phone's ringing. Sorry, I've turned it off.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, because I have a little condition called ADHD, which means I find sitting still for a long time very tricky. And what I used to do to sort of mitigate that thing was fiddle with something very noisy right by the microphone for most of the recording.
And you had that little clacker thing.
I'd have
run
the clacker.
Yeah,
you know, I'd just get a biro and bang it on the mic. And you'd only find this out when you came to edit.
Yeah. I'd come to edit and I'd hear the clacker and the beard noise and then realising that the entire time you'd been listening to copyrighted Eurythmics songs.
Yeah. I just absolutely love those copywritten Eurythmics songs. Here comes that sinking feeling. I think that's a Eurythmics song, and I'm not sure, but it's definitely, if it is a Eurythmics song.
Whoa, I'm Annie Lennox, whoa, happiness is warm gun.
Here comes that sinking feeling is a late Eurythmics album track.
Oh, is it good?
Not really.
Oh, well, that's been a nice cul-de-sac to wander down. Let's reverse back.
So we're going to talk about happiness. We're going to talk about trying to be more happy. We're going to talk about what it is to be happy and what happiness is. I mean, I think the biggest barrier to happiness is our society and culture. It's just that's all we've got to fix.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, Pads?
Well, I mean, I felt good about it. There was a brief moment where I felt good about it because I think I agree with you. I think we don't live in a very happy place. But then it turns out most other people I speak to who are from different places are like, oh, no, it's dreadful. It's dreadful there too. So I wonder if it's sort of quite global. And then there was an argument that it was like, oh, you know, we should all be like Bhutan. And you and I got very into that idea and looked into Bhutan. And then it did sort of turn out that they have a happiness index by which they sort of measure instead of their GDP. and they go, oh, it's very happy here. And then it turned out it's sort of a ploy to keep the monarchy in power. And I went, oh, well, that's a shame, isn't it? So I don't really know. Because people say that now, I think the Danish are meant to be quite happy, and the Finnish.
The Finnish are definitely. I think the Finnish are at the top. Ironically,
thereby is happiness something to do with
the Finnish are right at the start of the list.
Yeah, is it something to do with proximity to the North Sea?
No, well, I mean, the thing I would say is that this list was done before the invasion of Ukraine, and I think with the Finnish border being right up against Russia. Maybe they're not as happy as they were, or they're certainly a bit more tense than they were. But I think the Scandinavian countries, Finland isn't technically a Scandinavian country, but you know what I mean. You know, those sort of Arctic northern countries in Europe tend to be the happiest partly because I think because they've still got a sort of grip on they've got a lot of socialism, but they haven't got like a history of sort of socialist repression. You know, they're not, you know, they're sort of like. They didn't have sort of dictatorial communism.
I don't know enough about that. I assume.
Do you know what? Do you know what? I don't know if you can tell. I actually clearly don't know enough about this either.
Yeah, Well, this is what we're setting out to learn, really.
So I think we should go to Finland.
Wow, it's very expensive.
Well, I mean, it's cheaper than going to Bhutan. We looked that up.
Oh, going very, to, very expensive.
Very hard.
To Bhutan.
You have to get a visa. You know, you can't use a MasterCard. No,
hey,
you have to get a visa, and it's I think it's like $200 a day.
Yeah.
To be a Western tourist in Bhutan,
and no one knows how much that is.
No,
so it's impossible to know. It's very expensive, but a lot of our plans to become happier, interestingly, have started with something very expensive.
Only because we don't know the cost or value of things. I think I don't think we're sort of gold-plated bastards. I think we're just
if anything, I think we're both quite predetermined to have a big idea, then immediately put a huge obstacle in front of it, so that instead we can sit in a chair, and that obstacle is usually financial.
Yes, right? That's true. All right. Well, look, we're not going to go to Bhutan, but I mean, you have to like fly. You have to fly a long way. You have to get a flight to
Nepal.
To where?
Nepal.
Nepal or India, it's easier to get a flight to India from Britain, because I don't think there are any direct flights to Nepal. Or if there are, there aren't any when I was looking that day.
Right.
And then you have to go to Bhutan. And then it's very, very expensive. And also, things that I think look very good about Bhutan is they don't have traffic lights. They have people saying go and stop, which I think that sounds nice. But the rest of it was a bit repression-y. And okay, well, let's leave Bhutan at the door. And I do want to go to Finland. Apparently, the happiest country in the West.
They got all their saunas as well.
They've got saunas. My friend of the podcast, communist poet Henry Bell, he once went to Finland and said that he hated it. And every time he smiled or talked to people, they were very annoyed with him. So
he is very insufferable.
He is insufferable. No, he's lovely. He's
such
lovely.
A jolly chap.
But he's a chatty person. So maybe maybe that impacts things. I don't know. So we'll look into that. Anyway, look, we're going to have guests. We're going to talk about happiness. We're going to do research. We're not going to do a lot of research, but we'll do some.
Well,
we're going to name the podcast. Like, there's so much to do.
Well, there are a lot of jobs on the list.
Yeah.
We're running out of time on Zoom. That's always fun. Is there anything you can think of, maybe something actionable, just based on us being not very financially liquid at the moment? Is there something free you can think of?
That would make us happy?
Well, yeah, something we could start with, because interestingly, one of mine is licorice, which isn't free, but I do already have some.
So licorice makes you happy?
Yeah, I think if someone gives me a bit of licorice, I'm always quite delighted, because it's one, quite unexpected, and two, very delicious.
Okay.
So I think if you keep a little sort of bag of I had to walk a dog today, which was lovely, and I took with me a little bag of chicken.
For you to eat or for the dog?
Yeah, just to keep me going. A little pouch of chicken that Rob makes up for the dog every day.
How does he cook the chicken?
I think he boils it.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, I don't know.
I've made an assumption. Fine.
You know, use it for stock, boil a chicken, and he and no matter what the dog's up to, if at any point you go, well, do you want some chicken? The dog's like, well, fucking yeah, this is great. And then for 15 seconds or so, the dog is really happy. And I think I'm quite like that with licorice. I used to be like that with cigarettes, and now that I've tried to quit, that's been really good. But I've needed to replace it with little sort of sugary treats.
Is the dog, like your earlier issue with cigarettes, just addicted to chicken?
That's my worry.
What you're doing is you're just feeding that addiction. Is the dog really happy? Can a dog be happy?
People think of dogs as sort of happy animals, don't they? But then do people think of people as happy animals?
No, I don't know. I don't think of people as happy animals very often.
Mm.
I think they're mostly sort of a bit stressed and grumpy. Mm. I suppose people might be happy on the beach.
You see, but that's not for me.
No, but you don't like being happy.
No, that is very true. But I'll tell you what, maybe there's something, maybe it's more situational that I'm giving it credit for, because when I try to imagine, if someone said, oh, imagine a scenario in which you were happy, or like what things would be around you, what stuff like that. There's all the like lovely stuff, like, oh, I'm very sleepy and I'm in bed and I've got a lion tomorrow and my partner's there and I'm watching something I like, all those things. But actually, I think of more kind of specific objects that would be there. And one of them is, you know, those little beers, the like 250 mil, those little glass bottles.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can sort of get in for art. Stubbies.
Stubbies, that's the word I was looking for. Like where they're normally like 2 to 2.5% alcohol. And I think, oh, I'd probably have a stubby. And it's not because I love stubbies so much that they make me happy. It's because normally, if I'm in a situation where I'm having a stubby, I'm probably having quite a nice time.
Okay, that's interesting.
It's probably an evening somewhere on holiday where I've got half an hour to myself. And so I'm sat outside somewhere and it's warm enough to be having a stubby. And I don't feel bad about it because I'm not drunk or like sat. It's just like, oh, I'm having a stubby. I must be in a good place. You know what
I mean? Do you think the dog just associates the chicken with the walk and outdoors. And all the whole sort of, it's a whole thing. I mean, maybe we should get a dog psychologist to come on the show.
I was hoping you'd stop at dog there.
we could interview a dog.
Interview a dog. Is that a good start to a new season?
I mean,
this is season 7, and I don't know how I've done that numbering system.
Oh, wow. I mean, what I would say is this could be the first podcast to regularly interview dogs.
You know what, dude? I bet it's been done.
No one's done a podcast series where they interview dogs. And
it would be like, it would be quite weak.
It would be. I mean, no one would keep it up. They'd get tired and they'd be like, no, we're not interviewing another bloody dog. That last dog was nuts.
I think all the interviews would be quite similar as well, quite one-sided.
I don't know. Some dogs are really probably into QAnon.
I think on every album we've ever recorded, somewhere on it we've got a dog spark because we got the best take whilst a dog was in the room.
Sure. But we like dogs.
Like dogs.
Next week, dogs.
More
updates on my gut health.
Yeah, it's a Johnny's stool.
Well, thanks for listening to episode 1 of our new podcast, Johnny and the Baptist Present Happy. No, that's, yeah. I just thought I might just say something and land on it.
No.
We should call it the Happiness Index. No, that's the name of it. Happier than you?
That's a challenge. Johnny and the Baptist want to be happy. I don't know. I think, well,
Johnny and the Baptist just want to be happy.
Yeah, that could sing.
Or Johnny and the Baptist just wanna be happy. You know, like the wanna rather than want to. So it's got so the kids are into it.
Yeah, it's quite sort of Gen Z.
It's very Gen Z, and it's got that sort of Spice Girls. If you want to be my lover, if you want to be happy.
Yeah, that real sort of mid-90s Gen Z vibes.
I assume that the Spice Girls are still going and still very popular.
We'll have a think and try and work it out by the time we release this, because it would be nice to go into this with a new name.
Rather than midway through change the name.
But also, I won't be mad at us if that happens, because it would be quite on brand.
Exactly. Have you had a nice time?
I have had a nice time. It's been a lovely afternoon with you.
Has it made you happy?
Yeah, you sure?
Oh, well, then we can stop. No.
Yeah, I've had a delightful time talking to you, and well done, because it's not easy.
Oh, no.
Anything.
No, it's all hard. Now, this podcast is free, and you can listen to it. We'll just ask one thing from you, and that is that you tell people, tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell your neighbours, tell your...
Because a neighbour's just a friend you don't get on with.
Yeah, who lives too near your liking. We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/ Johnny and the Baptists.
Yes.
/ maybe. And you can listen to, if you can join, and then you can listen to all sorts of stuff. We have songs, we have podcasts, we've got
vids, we've got cool videos, vids. And if you and I think
every year we send out a sandwich by post.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's all rotten.
The good thing is the Patreon's been going so long now that if you sign up for it,
you get loads
because you just get like 100 episodes of stuff. So you immediately get like too many hours of us. Probably I reckon probably about 50 hours?
Less.
10.
More.
Oh.
Well, that's
check that out.
I've had a lovely time.
Me too, and I hope you're well. Love to the family, and love to Austin.
I will. I will pass that on to Austin. And you'd love to Rob and the dog. All right. Thanks for listening. Please like and subscribe. I don't think you can do either of those things.
Don't know how.
Happiness is yours. No. You
no.
are happy.
We'll come back to this. All right.
All right. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
If happiness is even real, then finding it is not for you. But it's never too late to give up. Everyone will only let you down. What doesn't kill you will hurt you. Do you really want to take the risk? What goes up must come down. So maybe stop going up altogether. What goes around comes around. So why not just stay in your chair forever? Chair is safe.